This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, we come in before you, God, asking you to forgive us for everything that we said or did that was not pleasing in your sight. Father God, we don't want nothing to hinder us from getting into your presence on this morning, because in your presence, oh God, is fullness of joy. In your presence is answers. In your presence is deliverance. In your presence is healing. In your presence is salvation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, pour out a fresh anointing up on this radio broadcast, oh God. God, somebody need a word on today, God. Somebody need directions on today, God. Somebody need joy on today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you would touch this nation. Hey, Kondolidio Boshandi. God, let your blood prevail over everything, oh God. Even the mass shootings that has taken place. We come against every demonic spirit, oh God, that has been loosed upon this nation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would just move in the city of Alexandria and Pineville. God, I pray that we would come together, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, Lord, that you would just have thine own way, because we can't do nothing without you. But with you, we can do all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. You're so great. You're so wonderful. If you have your Bibles on today, would you please turn them to the book of Genesis, the 45th chapter and the 15th verse. And also, we're going to go to Romans 12 and 19. There's Genesis 45 and 15 and Romans 12 and 19. And the word of the Lord reads, "Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him." Romans 12 and 19. "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the lesson for the day is, be a Joseph. Many of you are called to be a Joseph of your family. You know the story of Joseph. You know how Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery that led to 13 years of suffering, heartache, and pain. Yet after Joseph was made second in command of all Egypt, when those same men, his brothers, had to come before him asking him for food, he didn't say, "Oh, it's payback time." Many of you have been ridiculed, talked about, lied on, even made a mockery within your own family because of the special anointing or the special calling that God has upon your life. They cannot seem to accept what God has done in your life and through your life. So, just like Joseph, his brothers was very jealous of him, very intimidated of him. So they had to do what they had to do. But the reason why God could promote Joseph to that level is because he could trust Joseph to handle the power correctly and to be good to people who had not been good to him. See, many of you are getting ready to be promoted by God. It's some things you had to go through. It's some things you had to suffer. It's some things you had to encounter in order to be used by God. Because, see, God cannot use you if you are not willing to go through something for his sake. Come on here, somebody. In order to reign with him, you have to suffer with him. Come on here, somebody. Joseph wept, and Joseph embraced, and Joseph kissed his brothers when he seen them. They did not recognize him. And see, here is the point. People is not going to recognize you after God has did what he had to do through you and for you. They're not going to recognize you once God has cleaned you up, once God has elevated you. They are not going to recognize who you used to be. Because what you used to be, that's not what you are now. Come on here, somebody. So that's why you cannot go back to Egypt. You got to stay where you at, because you cannot satisfy somebody else back into Egypt just to get along with them. Come on here. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, many of you are getting ready to a compromise because you are tired of being lied on. You are tired of being talked about. You don't understand what's going on. But I'm here to tell you, don't you give up your position. Stay where God have you at. Allow him to finish doing what he is doing in your life. Joseph gave them food and land and took care of his entire family, and they didn't even recognize him. You see, people of God, you got to give people the grace to change when they have done you wrong. Because number one, they don't understand who you are in Christ. Number two, they don't understand. They're not coming up against you. They are coming up against the God that is in you. My God to thee. Whew. Do not judge their whole life on one season, on one mistake. Don't let them go, but also do not allow them all the assets. But you need to get to the point to where you've got to let go of the offense, and you have to treat them with respect. No matter what they did, I know it's hard, but you got to ask God to help you. See, we cannot do nothing without God. We cannot live or do anything, walk this walk, speak or nothing without God helping us to get to the place we need to be. God, be a Joseph. Let God pay back the people who have hurt you, who have wronged you. You are not the judge nor the jury. Leave it in God's hands. He can do far more better with it than you can. Didn't it say, vengeance is mine, I shall repay? So if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they need your help, help them. Because God will give you the grace to help them along the way. But I want to give you some reasons why vengeance is the Lord and why we should not seek revenge. Number one, we find it difficult to separate vengeance from anger. quite often we think about revenge and we don't just want to revenge a person. We want that person to suffer just like they had inflicted pain on us. We want them to, if we want them to feel pain as well. So we want God to be our hitman. That is not the spirit of God. That's why we have to back up and let God take vengeance, because if we do it, we want it to be done out of anger. We want to hurt them. We want them to hurt like they hurt us. Number two, God's vision is not reckless. His vengeance is not reckless. It is redemptive. So what God is saying is, one of the reasons he brings the vengeance is to repay sin. His desire is to lead a person to repentance. So his vengeance is not reckless. It carries with it a redemptive value. That is not usually our goal on why vengeance belongs to the Lord. That's why God has to do the vindicating, because in God wants everyone to be saved. His vengeance will also ultimately lead them to a redemptive state. He wants them saved. Oh my God. And the third one is, vengeance does not come from a seat of revenge. No, it don't. It comes from a seat of justice. God brings vengeance. His heart is not just to get back at people. He is executing the justice that needs to come forth. Yes, we sin. We may sin. And you have to repent. And if you repent, you still have to suffer the consequences of your actions. And there's some people that will sin and never repent. So God has to vindicate, allow him to allow the vengeance to flow from a place of justice and not a place of revenge. And I don't want you to feel like that person would never be vindicated because they think they done got away with it. No, God's timing is not like our time. We want him to hurry up for to do something. It would take, God would do it at the right time. God knows all things. God knows when to execute and when not to execute. That's why he say vengeance is his. It's not ours. It's his. I will repay, but still, we got to, even though they have came up against us, we got to remember, offense never goes unpunished, and that is why vengeance is his. We still have to love them from the place they are at, despite of what they did, just like Joseph. Joseph embraced his brothers. Joseph kissed his brothers. He forgave them because he knew they didn't know. He knew what they went through. They did not understand Joseph. That's why they did what they did. And you are not going to be understood. That's why people do you the way you are done. That's why people come up against you, because some people do not understand you. Y'all have to remember, we are a peculiar people. So always remember, vengeance is the Lord's, and he shall repay. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you the glory that we know that all things work together for your good. And we shall, God, allow you to vindicate for us. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, until we meet again, I love you and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God.